Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Moving Deeper Again. In this file, we are going to travel, first in space and later in time. The traveling in space is a more literal variation of it, like a bus or a train. Maybe even in a car when someone else is driving. And the part that is important when you are traveling like this is that you have no control over where you're going exactly or when and how often what you are traveling in stops. In a way, traveling is a bit like fractionation. Because once it is stopped, when you're standing still, you are awake and aware. You can look around and you know where you are. Even if you don't, something or someone will probably announce it to you. But when you get moving, it's almost like you leave your attention behind. You can see the station or the stop that you left from slowly disappearing into the distance together with your attention. Your mind moving further away with it as the sounds and the sights all drain from your mind. As you simply gaze at where you were, feeling yourself almost pulled away from your own thoughts. A simple drifting as you see yourself disappearing far, far away. And the time between stops just sort of disappears. The space, moving, creating more distance between where you were and where you are now. And the further away you go, the deeper you drift. Until it is time to stop again. You look around, you notice where you are, and it's the next stop, the next station, the next place. There's a moment, like a break as well. For some it is time to leave, for others it is time to enter and travel with you. And then it's time to go again. When your eyes are fixed on some place, noticing how it gets smaller and smaller the further away you are, you can feel the pull on your body as you're slowly pulled away more and more. The space between the stops is almost irrelevant. All that matters is the stop itself that you can observe fading together with your mind into the distance. And the more your mind travels away from you, the emptier you become, the more you drift into a state that seems very suitable for traveling. As you become unaware and simply no longer present in your own thoughts as they are left behind at the stop. In fact, by now it's so far into the distance that you wouldn't even be able to see it anymore. And then another stop, a moment to become aware again of where you are. You almost didn't notice yourself arriving. The stop itself came almost like a shock. Because again, it's soon time to go, and you know what happens once the moving begins anew. As you're moving deeper again, looking at your mind fading into the distance, hearing yourself being driven, transported away, the pull on your body allowing you to sink where you are, where you've been. As your thoughts and your body, your mind and your presence are separated, leaving some part of you, together with my voice, traveling further and further away. Another stop. It's important to wake for a moment because you don't want to miss your stop. You don't want to sleep through it, so you do your best to rouse yourself from this deep slumber you were in. You almost didn't notice how fast you were traveling. And once you're satisfied that you can stay seated at least for a little longer, you relax. And you look at yourself, your mind, your thoughts disappearing into the distance once you start traveling again. Further and further away. And the moving around you, through you. You can stare out of the window and see the world pass you by, knowing that you left your thoughts very, very far behind. And now that we're traveling in space so beautifully, we are going to change from space to time. And while it would be very tempting to travel into the future to see what it will hold, today we're going to travel into the past, your past, specifically moments where you were asleep and where you were awake. Just imagine if some invention, some device could help you experience certain sensations of your own body. While you are in the here and now, it would simply allow you to travel back to a previous state. For example, let's go back to not too long ago, maybe yesterday, when you woke up. When you were wide awake and aware of everything that was going on. You can feel the sensations in your body reflecting that state, wide awake and aware. And just as easily, we can go back even further to when you were deeply asleep, drifting in a state where dreams and fantasies flutter through your thoughts. In the middle of your dreams where the impossible is possible and your thoughts are no more than a stage upon which your dreams perform. Even further back to days before when you just awoke after a refreshing sleep, when you were very happy and joyful. Who knows how long ago it is, and yet you feel it easily, like wide awake and refreshed and happy, sort of confused and mixed between the here and now and back then, and then we go further back, deeper down to the last time you were immensely deep in trance, deeply hypnotized, and then further back still to when you were deeply asleep, and again further back to when you were awake, back to trance, back to sleep, back to an evening where you were tired and feeling fulfilled after a long day, but not quite awake yet either, sort of slipping in and out of awareness. Perhaps your eyes were open and staring at something. Maybe you already drifted a little bit into sleep. And then further back to awake, and then even further back to a deep, beautiful, blissful, wonderful sleep. Traveling even more to the moment before that sleep where you started falling asleep. That place between awareness and unaware. Sleep and wake, drifting and dropping. You could fall back into a deep trance so easily, and yet you could also awaken without any effort whatsoever. But it's so much nicer to travel back in time even more to sleep. And each time that the jump happens, helping you to drift further back in time, it seems easier to go deeper into that state, moving deeper again in time, with little wake and deeper drop in trance. And you can do this whenever you want. If you ever want to fall asleep, thinking back on the last time you were sleeping beautifully and blissfully, can be an amazing way to allow yourself to drift. Or if you want to go into trance in a very comfortable and convenient way, you can also remember when you last were in trance, or the time before that, or the time before that. Recalling a memory is a little bit like time travel, while at the same time you create a new sensation. Then again, I guess we all travel in time so easily that we often even forget how powerful it can be. And as you drift, awake, and then fall deeper in trance again, I'm sure you'll appreciate the wonderful ease in which your body is capable of doing this. And in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can allow yourself to remain nice and deep. And otherwise, you'll awaken refreshed and full of energy again, just as you have many times before. Enjoy.